for the political situation, the White House says opposition leader Guillermo Indara, who was elected in the voting nullified by Noriega, now has been sworn in as the new president of Panama, and the United States has officially recognized Indara as the rightful head of state. CBS News correspondent Juan Vasquez has been in Panama City throughout the night. He joins us now by telephone. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Dan. It's dawn in Panama City, and we can hear the sounds of fighting from downtown Panama City. We cannot tell, as you said earlier, how extensive the fighting is, and we have not been able to confirm the number of casualties. But everything we see, everything we've been told, all the eyewitnesses who have been outside and who have been able to see this report that the fighting has been extensive, although limited to certain parts of the city. We continue to see airplanes flying low over the city, U.S. Black Hawk helicopters over the city. We believe that General Noriega's headquarters, or a building very close to it, was destroyed during the night because one of the big fires that we could see from afar was in the vicinity of General Noriega's headquarters. As far as casualties go, a doctor at one of the major hospitals, as you reported, is saying that 50 casualties at that hospital. However, we don't know how many of them are military, how many are civilian. He says they're a little bit of both. As far as the hostages go, they have not returned to the hotel, as far as we know. They have not returned to the Marriott Hotel. The U.S. Southern Command has put up earlier during the night, put up the logo, the emblem of the Department of Defense, and announced repeatedly that the fight is not against the Panamanian soldiers. They said our fight is to rid the leadership of to rid the Panama Defense Forces of its corrupt leadership. So they are obviously also trying to get to those elements in the Panama Defense Forces that may not be so friendly to General Noriega. Dan?
Thanks, Juan. President Bush plans to address the American people for the first time about the U.S. military attack in Panama in about 25 minutes from now at 7 o'clock on the hour Eastern Time. The command post for the continuing military operation in Panama directing the U.S. action is inside the Pentagon, where correspondent David Martin is standing by. Good morning, David.
Then, right after President Bush speaks at 7 o'clock, we will get an on-the-record briefing from the Secretary of Defense, Dick Cheney, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Colin Powell, with what will probably be the first hard casualty figures and the first operational detail of what's been going on. When you ask people, how's it going, you get sort of wishy-washy answers. It's going pretty well, they say, or what do you mean by well? If you ask them, what have they achieved? Well, we've installed a democratically elected government, and we've made Noriega a hostage in his own country, or excuse me, a fugitive in his own country. The question is whether, in the long run, that will be worth the price in terms of casualties. Both the reports we are now hearing of Panamanian casualties among the civilian population, and also the reports that we are hearing about the first American casualties.
David, are there any plans that you know of to reinforce the U.S. forces already in Panama?
That reinforcement is going on now, Dan. The planes leaving from Travis Air Force Base outside San Francisco, they are carrying elements of the 7th Infantry Division. And I think one of the things to look for as the day goes on is how many more planes keep leaving, how many more reinforcements do they feel they need in order to take control of this situation.
Thanks, David. Question, has Noriega slipped the noose? Is he dead? Where is he? Questions unanswered at this hour. President Bush perhaps will have some of the answers as he addresses the nation about the military action in Panama at 7 o'clock this morning Eastern Time. That, it's expected, will be followed by a somewhat more detailed Pentagon briefing, including possibly, which elements of the U.S. military in a broad general way have been involved in the still continuing fighting in Panama. We will, of course, carry all that live for you as part of our special coverage this morning. The U.S. military has taken some casualties. Just how many and to what extent, we do not know. President Bush will address the nation on the subject in about 13 minutes from now on these CBS television stations. If you have to leave for work and are driving along in your car, his address will be carried on CBS radio stations. The U.S. military action in Panama is massive. It's being carried out on a wide scale. Its principal goal is to capture alive Manuel Noriega. Noriega's whereabouts at this moment are unknown. President Bush will make his address to the nation from the White House. That'll be at 7 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. American military units attacked Noriega's Panamanian defense forces around midnight, Eastern Time. U.S. soldiers reportedly surrounded the PDF headquarters, where fighting was reported heavy. Juan Vasquez reports that many of the PDF barracks were simply wiped out by bombing. Fighting also broke out at Fort Amador, jointly operated by U.S. and Panamanian forces. And the Panama Canal, operated by the United States, has been officially closed for the first time in its 75-year history. We have no solid confirmed word on total casualties, but one doctor in Panama says at least 50 people have been killed. No word either on what's happened to Noriega, or where he may be, what his plans may be. White House spokesman Marlon Fitzwater told reporters at a briefing very early this morning that President Bush acted, for one thing, to protect American lives, to restore the democratic process, to preserve the Panama Canal, and to take alive, if possible, Manuel Noriega. Now, retired U.S. Army General Fred Warner is the former chief of the U.S. Southern Command in Panama. General Warner is with us now from San Francisco. General, as you size up this situation, listen to the reports come in, give us some context and perspective.